KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, the snow continues to fall. We look for anywhere from 6 to 10 inches across southwest Iowa. Winter storm warnings currently in effect for the entire listening area through late tonight or early Tuesday morning, depending on where you happen to be. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, two teens from Creston were referred to juvenile authorities over the weekend after they were allegedly found to be in possession of drug paraphernalia and publicly intoxicated. On Saturday, 16-year-old Dean William Monger and 15-year-old Isaac Jade Davis were subsequently arrested and released, that is, to the custody of their parent. And a Creston woman reported to police on Saturday that sometime between 9 a.m. Friday and 3:30 p.m. Saturday, someone entered her home in the 1000 block of Crest Drive and stole a 42-inch Vizio TV, a safe, and a prescription, loss estimated at $800. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a man wanted on Iowa and South Dakota warrants has been arrested in northeast Nebraska. Authorities say 19-year-old Zachary Fry of Sioux City was arrested Saturday afternoon in South Sioux City after a chase that began in Woodbury County, Iowa. A passenger in the vehicle told police he pulled the emergency brake to stop the vehicle. The passenger was not arrested. Charges against Fry include felony eluding, willful reckless driving, and several drug counts. State officials are moving ahead with two giant highway construction projects in northwest Iowa. The Iowa Department of Transportation has received bids of nearly $127 million for widening projects on U.S. Highway 20 and Interstate 29. The bids are part of two long-sought projects. One will pay for grading and paving of Highway 20 expansion from Correctionville to Holstein, which is part of an expansion to four lanes from just east of Mobile to Early. The Interstate 29 project will replace seven bridges and complete other paving and grading work as part of a $400 million plan to widen the freeway to six lanes from near Sergeant Bluff to the South Dakota border. A sex case involving a student and an adult worker at a Sioux City high school has exposed a gap in an Iowa law designed to protect students from exploitation. If an employee is not a licensed teacher, aide, or coach, there may be little the state's justice system can do. Iowa law defines a school employee as an administrator, teacher, or licensed individual, or someone with a coaching authorization. It doesn't cover non-teachers, volunteers, or contract employees. Eric DeLeon was employed by a Des Moines-based nonprofit when he became involved with a 16-year-old participant in his program at Sioux City North High School. DeLeon was convicted of sexual exploitation by a school employee, but a judge noted the gap in state law. A Northwest Iowa daycare operator has been charged with child endangerment involving a toddler in her care. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office said 32-year-old Diana Winder also was charged last week with assaulting the 15-month-old boy at her home care in Maurice. No details about how the injuries occurred have been released. And the sheriff's office says an investigation began in November after a health care provider reported suspicions about the boy's injuries. Des Moines police officers responding to a report about a shooting have found a man dead and a wounded woman. Police say the officers were dispatched a little before 11 p.m. Sunday to an address on South Union Street. Officers found the man's body and the woman in a hallway. She was taken to a hospital. Their names have not yet been released. No arrests have been reported, and police say the homicide is Des Moines' 21st of the year. An Iowa prison inmate has died in a hospice care unit. The Iowa Department of Corrections said 65-year-old Dennis Dwayne Richards died Friday at the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Coralville. A prison spokesman said Richards died from natural causes related to throat cancer. Richards, who's from Burlington, was serving a 60-year sentence for a second-degree murder and second-degree arson in the death of his ex-wife. Authorities say Richards strangled 46-year-old Sid Richards before setting fire to her home in 2009. He'd begun serving his sentence on January 19th of 2010. Authorities say 131 piglets and 10 sows were killed in a fire at a southeast Iowa hog confinement facility. The fire at the Nelson Brothers Farm northeast of Minneapolis was caused by a shorted out exhaust fire. Firefighters were called to the confinement around 2:45 p.m. last Thursday and extinguished the blaze within minutes. Minneapolis Fire Chief Jeff Kerr said the blaze could have been a lot worse. Departments from Oakville and Wapello also responded, which brought about 30 firefighters to the scene. Kerr says an estimated 30 sows and 300 piglets were not harmed. He said the dollar estimate for the lost hogs is about $25,000, and the fire caused about $45,000 in damage to the building. A federal grand jury has indicted a Waterloo man found with a handgun during a traffic stop in September. 20-year-old Takesis Dupree Young was charged with possession of a firearm by a drug user in the indictment that was filed December 15th in U.S. District Court in Cedar Rapids. The charge was unsealed Thursday after Waterloo police arrested Young. Court records say Waterloo officers pulled over a vehicle at around 3 a.m. on September 27th after noticing loud music and a burned-out license plate light. Young was a passenger and admitted to owning a pistol police found in the vehicle. Police determined Young was under the influence of marijuana. He was being held in the Lane County Jail pending a detention hearing. One of the nation's largest home and auto insurance companies plans to launch a program in Iowa next year using drones to inspect property damage after disasters ranging from fires to floods to tornadoes. Sean Broadfield, Vice President of Innovation and Claims at Allstate, says the remote-controlled aircraft are small, maneuverable, and can carry high-definition cameras to help survey properties and assess claims.
Tornadoes are a natural disaster that occur quite frequently out there. Damage can be intermittent as well as widespread, and drones can help us kind of assess that damage quickly and cover more of a damaged area once we're allowed in it.
Iowa averages 46 tornadoes a year, but in 2004, the state saw a record number, 120 twisters. Severe storms, which can be common in Iowa, are often accompanied by hail, which can cause damage to shingles, siding, windows, and more. Broadfield says a drone could be a very useful tool after a hailstorm.
It provides a level of safety for our adjusters in getting to those hard-to-reach places like steep roof lines and not having to go up on a ladder, for example. And it kind of gives us a complete picture of the damage. The end result of it all is kind of a quicker claim settlement and getting our customers' lives back to normal.
While the company wants to address customer concerns about privacy and safety, he's hopeful Iowans will accept the use of this promising drone technology as a way to improve service.
All indications right now is it's going to be positive, and I think when you don't have to come out repeatedly to assess damage that you might have missed initially. Where drones can capture a more complete picture, it'll speed up the process of payment, speed up the process of restoration for our customers.
Allstate's drone program is currently in the testing phase, and not every adjuster will have one in the trunk of his car. But soon, he says, small aircraft will be used where there's needed in Iowa and elsewhere. Advocates for survivors of domestic and sexual abuse say they welcome a new state program that guards victims' home addresses. Iowa Secretary of State's office will begin the Safe at Home program on January 1st. It lets survivors of sexual abuse, domestic abuse, traffic, and stalking to substitute a street address on public documents such as a driver's license or utility bills. Mail addressed for the substitute addresses will be delivered to the Secretary of State's office and forwarded to the participants' confidential addresses. Nellie Hill, a coordinator for Cedar Rapids-based Waypoint Services, says by substituting the address, it's less likely an abuser can find the victim. Iowa is in the 34th state to establish such a program. The applications are being accepted online. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.